Good afternoon. This is Michael Osterlink, and I'm speaking with Tierza Davis, founder of Pura Vida Adventures. Good afternoon, Tierza.
Good afternoon, Michael.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's a bright and sunny day. It's always nice.
Awesome. Well, you have a bright and sunny story to tell, an amazing story of I would say, almost psychological transformation from an office worker to someone who plays in the water. First of all, tell us who you are and how you got to be where you are today.
I don't know how to start with that. I'm just a regular human being that was working in corporate America in San Francisco and fortunately got laid off from my job, and sometimes blessings come in disguise, and I ended up finding myself in Costa Rica and starting this surf and yoga retreat, mainly for women.
Now, a surf and yoga retreat. Now, how does someone who recently unemployed Northern California find themselves in Costa Rica?
Well, I've always loved to travel, and I just started, this was in 2001 when I got laid off, and I just started surfing, and I just was surfing for about 3 months at this point, and just absolutely loved the sport, and thought, you know what, the economy is really terrible in San Francisco right now, so I might as well go do one of my passions, which was traveling at this point, and my new love, surfing. And everybody told me that Costa Rica would be a great place to just kind of hang out for a few months and, you know, hone in on my surfing skills, because I was really pretty much a beginner. So I wanted a spot like Indo made me scared, and, you know, other spots that I thought of like, no, I can't go there. And so Costa Rica sounds safe and easy and a great place to travel solo as well.
So you spent a couple months in Costa Rica surfing, becoming, I assume, much more skilled in the sport. But how did that turn into a personal kind of hobby, interest, passion to a career, a whole new part of your life?
Yeah, that's a great question, because, you know, my plan was never, you know, when I landed off the plane, like, I'm going to find a business down here. It's like, I'm going to be here for how long, and then I'm going to go back and find a job, you know, in San Francisco, probably doing the same thing. And it really was just the combination of, I spent a good amount of time in the town, the little town that we're now have the camp in. It's called Malpais Santa Teresa. And I just really just loved the kind of vibe down there. And I felt like the people actually gave me, you know, the Costa Ricans actually gave me a more of a perspective on life. Like, you know, I was living a crazy, busy 9 to 8, you know, style life, thinking, you know, the almighty dollar was important. And I just loved how they felt like, you know, family, quality of life was more important than that. And just seeing that perspective just made me kind of reflect on what I wanted to do with my life. And then the whole thing with surfing is I fell in love with it down there. You know, like, I just even loved it even more. And it really was this, actually this group of people from the Bay Area came to do a surf camp, and they told me all about it. And I thought, wow, that sounds like something cool. And that's what planted the seed. And from that point on, I was kind of like traveling around and telling people, like, I'm going to start a surf camp. And who knows if I was at that, you know, at that moment I was, you know, thinking about it. But it was really when I came home after this amazing journey of finding myself that I was like, I'm doing it, you know.
So you founded Pura Vida Adventures for interested parties, which should be everyone. Where can they find you on the web?
At puravidaadventures.com. Or if you can't spell that, which a lot of people can't, you can actually just do Costa Rica surf camps for women, and we come right up. We're probably number one.
Great. Now, you have surf camps and yoga camps. Tell us a little bit about each, what it's like for someone to come down there and spend how much time, and what do they do, and what their days look like, and kind of go into a little bit more detail of your camps.
Yes. So the main thing that we started was a surf and yoga retreat. And it's mainly around surfing and then yoga as, like, say, an accent, which I feel like they kind of go hand in hand. So, you know, it's a 6-night, 7-day tour. It's, you know, it's a typical day, which nothing's ever typical, is, you know, 7 a.m. yoga, 8 a.m. breakfast, and then we go out surfing for a few hours, and then around, you know, 12:30 to 1, there's lunch, and then that afternoon some people have massages or you just relax by the pool. And then if, you know, the conditions are good, we'll go out again and surf some more and then dinner. And it's just a really amazing week, I think, for people that want to go on an active vacation. Also, you know, somebody that wants to meet people as well. You know, a lot of people come as solo travelers and meet each other there with similar interests. And it was interesting because I had no idea that, you know, creating this camp would also change people's lives. I didn't know that. Like, it wasn't like a plan. I'm like, oh, yeah, we'll just do surf and yoga and be all fun. And, you know, some people, they come home and it's just like they did exactly what happened to me. Is they're like, you know what? My life is not what I want it to be, and they change it. And that's kind of amazing. I didn't know that that aspect would be part of it. And then fast forward, we're 8 years into the business now, and we decided the yoga master that we've been working with for the last 7 years had been wanting to do just strictly yoga retreats, and we decided to do that. And we're going to, our first one's going to be in May. It's called Yoga for Transformation. It's going to be a pretty amazing program.
Wow. Tell us a little about that particular program, Yoga for Transformation.
Yeah, so, you know, it's all her whole philosophy is yoga is a way of life. It's not just, you know, going to a yoga class. It's like practicing presence, oneness, you know, and love and stuff like that. And so this whole retreat is around, you know, giving you the tools, and you already have them, you know, everybody has them within them, to just, you know, try to transform into that person they, you know, you want to be. And so we do kind of a yoga training in the morning for a couple hours and also in the evening, and it's going to be asanas with meditation, breathing. There's going to be some philosophy. We're also going to do a jungle walk where it's meditative, so nobody's going to be talking. It's all about just being present and listening and hearing and listening to yourself and stuff like that. And then we're going to do 108 sun salutations at this amazing beach that's about maybe a 10-minute drive from where we are. Just like, you know, bringing that yoga community kit together. We're also going to have somebody there that does personal health counseling because, you know, definitely what you put into your body is how you actually, you know, feel as well. So just kind of this whole, you know, person type of retreat, I feel.
Wow, that's amazing. And actually it's really funny because you segue, you must be psychic because you segue right into what I was going to ask you about in terms of this whole kind of transformational health and wellness approach that you seem to have taken. And kind of the lifestyle design. I mean, I'm just really impressed that you went from a corporate job, found your passion, created a life around that, which is rare. And I'm hopeful that as more and more people take your programs, your yoga camps or your surfing camps, they can realize that they too can kind of create the lives that they really want. And hopefully, for everyone's sake, it's much more healthy and based on, you know, better treatment of oneself, one's physical body, mentally, emotionally, nature, and people around them as well. So it sounds like you're doing some incredible fun, but important work down there in Costa Rica. Good for you.
Yes, thank you.
So the yoga camp, you said, is in May, but your other camps are spread out. What, over the year? Is it seasonal? How does that work?
Yeah, we run November through August. September and October in Costa Rica are really very rainy, so we tend to not have camps during that time.
Okay. And one last time, if folks want to find you on the web, can you spell out the name of your company?
It's PURADIDAADVENTURES.com.
And
it's long.
Define Pura Vida for us.
Pura Vida means pure life in Spanish. And in Costa Rica, when you greet someone, you say, ¿cómo está?, which means, how you doing? And they say, pura vida, which means, I'm doing great, life is great, you know, just pure life. I think it's a beautiful, it's kind of like the aloha spirit, you know, very similar type of meaning. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. And I encourage everyone listening to this discussion to check out your website and to visit you down in Costa Rica. I've been speaking with Tierza Davis. She's a founder of Pura Vida Adventures. Thank you, Tierza.
Thank you so much, Michael.